Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, 9-7. The Mishnah discusses the requirement to check certain garments in the time of the Mishnah for shatnas. It starts out by talking about habrisin, vahabardisin. These are two kinds of bedspreads, a thick one and a thin one, made of wool and potentially having linen mixed in, as well as the vahadalmatikyon, which is, according to the Bar Tanur anyways, some kind of like kind of like thermal underwear, long stockings to keep your legs warm, and umina'alos hapinon, and also these are some kind of shoes that are made of waste wool material. Whatever these things are, the Mishnah says, lo yilbash behen ad sheyivdok, one may not wear them until he first checks to make sure they don't have shatnas, meaning linen mixed in with them. Rabbi Yossi omer, haban mechof hayam umemedinas hayam. Rabbi Yossi holds that garments that come from the seacoast, meaning the eastern Mediterranean seacoast, that's chof hayam, the coast, and memedinas hayam, that literally means like overseas, or you know, literally means the countries of the seas, that it means outside of Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about lands very close to Israel, but not in Israel. So that would be cities like Caesarea, which wasn't taken over during this, you know, the Ole Bavel, the second conquest, second Commonwealth, and up the Phoenician coast into Lebanon, like Tyre and Sidon, etc. Those cities are local, and Rabbi Yossi understood that in his time, there wasn't any real availability of linen. And that being the case, enan tzrichin b'dika, there's no reason to check garments that come from those particular locales, because mipnei shechaskasin b'kanbus, even if they have something which looks like vegetable fiber to build them, to make them, it can be safely presumed, says Rabbi Yossi, that those fibers come from kanbus, meaning canvas, like a hemp plant, as opposed to made out of linen, from a flax plant. That only applies in time of Yossi when flax was just unavailable. In those regions, of course, even in Bizman Hazeh, if you're buying garments from those particular cities or anywhere else in the world, since there is an availability now for linen, one has to check to make sure that he isn't buying wool and linen mix, and he has to get his garments made of wool or linen, shatnas checked as appropriate. And finally, umin al shel zered, ein bo mishum kilayim. According to Bar Tanur, these are shoes that are leather shoes, but they have like a lining made out of wool to keep your feet warm. And one wouldn't use linen in there at all because it's cold, it doesn't keep your feet warm at all. And therefore, ein bo mishum kilayim, according to this Tanur in the Mishnah, there's no reason to check those shoes for linen, since there's no reason and no way linen would be included in those type of shoe linings. Halacha l'maaseh today, when you're buying woolen clothing, like a suit, etc., you do have to get a shatnas checked. Straightforward.